Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I imagine this has been a very bizarre last month or so with the panic buying, and now people are stocked up. And just talk about what's been going on here as far as the influx of people.
Sure. So it has been challenging, just as all businesses are facing. And so it's been pretty steady, customers coming in. Certainly the neighborhood coming in and buying their meats, and then I believe there's also people coming in buying their Easter items ahead of time. So the market is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with all our butchers, seafood, bakeries, candy, and produce. But all of the Easter specialty vendors will not be here. So Easter is not happening at the market in one sense, but you can still come and buy all your Easter foods for your Easter table. You can get your butter lamb, your horseradish, pussy willows, Easter plants as we get closer to Easter. But unfortunately, all the other, the dancers and the music won't be here this year.
Is there any concern from yourself or from the vendors that a lot of those typical Easter holiday items won't be here to draw in that foot traffic?
Oh no, the items will be here. Absolutely. There isn't any problem with that. So we were all ready for Easter. Tomorrow would have been our ribbon cutting. So all of our vendors are well prepared for Easter. We encourage people to come down. We have all our social distancing in place, limiting the number of people who can go up to any stand at one time as well, and then waiting an area. At some point, depending on how many people are here, we may count in the number of people in the market. There won't be ever 200 to 300 people in the market at one time because of social distancing. But all of our vendors, I didn't mention pierogi. We have lots of pierogi too. So we're ready. So, come on down, and we ask you to come down earlier than waiting to as we get closer to Easter, because we will not allow that number of people coming in at one time that you're used to.
When I've spoken with numerous in the restaurant industry, and even the people here I've spoken to, almost unanimously, the number one concern is the fear of the unknown. Like, how long is this going to go? What exactly are the regulations? Stuff like that. Talk about the unknown and how the Broadway market is trying to best prepare for what we really don't know is going to happen over the next couple weeks, months.
Right. Well, the market will continue to be a grocery store to our neighbors as well as the region. And so we're aware right now of what's going on. So that's why we're limited in terms of the number of vendors. It's really your essential vendors are open: meats, baked goods, produce. And that'll continue as we go through this.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add, or have you heard any specific concerns from vendors that we may not have talked about?
No, just that vendors are glad that we're open. That was a concern 2 weeks ago. And we do have Save-A-Lot in the market, which is a full-service grocery store, which is open Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. So that was a concern by vendors. But we're open, and everybody's fully stocked with whatever item that they sell. And we'll just move forward from there.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.